This is Ted Kennedy. Democrats have a fairer way of cutting taxes and helping the middle class. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you Republicans want tax cuts only for the rich. Your knees start jerking whenever President Bush talks about his pet rock, a capital gains tax cut for the rich. The Bush proposal would be a dream come true for Wall Street speculators and Americans who happen to be millionaires. But it's a nightmare for the middle class and working families. Their taxes are too high because the wealthy pay too little. Democrats have a fairer plan to cut taxes for long-suffering middle-class families. It was unveiled the other day by Senator Al Gore of Tennessee and Congressman Tom Downey of New York. It's called the Working Family Tax Relief Act. A family of four earning $20,000 a year gets a tax cut worth $1,000. Support it, Al. It's a lot fairer than cutting taxes only for the rich.
Pet rock. It's there above your neck. Stick to the facts, Ted. A family of four making 20 grand a year pays 15% in taxes now. Your Democrat plan would pile 15% on top of the 31% the wealthy already kick in. That's a total of 46%. Outrageous. Ted, that means some Americans would pay almost half their income in taxes. That is one scary thought for any American, rich or poor. The original income tax had three rates, 1, 2, and 3%. But since you didn't mention it, I will. In order to give a political tax break to families, $800 for each child under 18, you take away the $2,300 personal exemption for each dependent. What you give with one hand, you snatch away with the other, an old yellow dog Democrat trick. Ted, we Republicans have a better idea. Let's double the personal exemption, keep the tax rates down for all Americans, and cut spending and give everybody a tax break, even poor guys like you. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the proposed free trade agreement with Mexico. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.